Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, August 10th edition. 9-game slate on tap for you tonight. Some fun ones. Coors in play, one ace to target, a bunch of just a glob of pitching in the middle. So a lot of fun there. Hope everybody had a great weekend, a fun, safe weekend. If you're a golf fan, we had a hell of a major. Morikawa taking down the first one there, so that was great. But baseball was awesome. The brawl, Laureano attacking the Astros dugout because, hey, you don't talk about no one's mama and get away with it. That's just how life goes, folks. So Laureano's going to get suspended. Going to be interesting. Does open up some value with the A's, which we'll get to a little later on that one. But the wild weekend and season long, but you are here for DFS, and that's where we're going to get you going here. Again, 9 games on tap here. We'll go over the totals for you real quick. We got White Sox at Tigers, who had a heck of a weekend. Slowed down on Sunday, but a heck of a weekend for those Tigers. It is a total of 9 in that one. The wind is blowing in from right field about 11 miles an hour. Rain starts showing up about mid-game towards the end. Light rain doesn't look too bad. Keep an eye on that one, though. White Sox-Tigers is about our biggest weather concern of the evening. Everything else looks just hunky-dory. National Mets totals 8.5. Minnesota at Brew Crew, 8.5. D-backs Colorado. Coors Field Delight with Robbie Gascan Ray on the mound versus John Gray at 11.5. Mariners-Rangers, 8.5. Kind of surprised by that total, to be honest. A's-Angels, 9.5. Padres-Dodgers at 8 as well. And we're waiting on the Giants and Astros because Logan Webb's going to be the opener in that one. So we'll keep an eye there. And I think that is all that we were looking for. Everything else. Oh, Tampa Bay and Boston because it's Martin Perez versus Ryan Yarbrough, and they're trying to finalize that. You know, the age of COVID we live when all the constant roster changes and pitching changes and just chaos galore. The Cardinals-Pirates series already canceled. So keep an eye on the Cardinals are supposed to have a doubleheader versus the Tigers on Thursday, and I believe play the White Sox on the weekend. I'd have to double check, but so keep an eye on all that stuff if you're doing the season-long grind there as well. But a lot of craziness there. Let's get to your 9-game slate. Starting off with the pitchers, there's one guy. So one ace, one guy, over 10K. And his name's Patrick Corbin, and he is at the New York Mets. Corbin's been outstanding. Over 21 points each start. He faced the Mets his last time out, 5 2/3, 8 hits, 3 earned, 8 Ks, and that was a BABIP to death game. I was sitting having a bite to eat, and the game was on in the distance, so I was kind of watching it, and it was like a dink base hit here, this, that. Like, he really was pitching well. He hit a home run to Conforto, an opposite field ball that you could tell the ball was so juiced. Like, it should have been a routine fly ball to left field. It was comical. So Corbin, go right back to that well. He dealt against the Yankees, pitched really well. The big takeaway, we talk about it all the time when we're looking at DraftKings, we want strikeouts because you can give up those runs if you strike guys out. 8Ks in both matchups. Great spot here at home or on the road against the Mets. Corbin at 10-4 should be a cash game. You lock him in cash. Should be a popular play across the board. It's hard not to play him when we start talking about the rest of the pitchers. It's like I say sometimes, you know, pitching, I'll eat the chalk on pitching once in a while. Everyone likes to take the non-chalky pitchers, but if it's a good chalk like Corbin is, I'll go there because – I'll take be different elsewhere. And we can be different just with our other pitchers to begin with in this middle range. So Corbin at 10-4, great play tonight. Now when you drop down, this is why I'm saying you have 1-8. Your next guy's $8,800, $1,600 cheaper than Sean Manaea. Will pass. He's broken. He's the mad bum of the AL West. That's just, you just don't play him. We stack the Angels. That's what we do. And we'll get to that. So you don't play him, but Kyle Gibson at 86, very intriguing against the Seattle Mariners. We say it time and time again. The Mariners have an interesting offense. They have some explosive young talent, but a lot of swing and miss with that young talent. And it comes time and time again with those guys. So a guy like Kyle Gibson, somebody you can definitely exploit them with, coming off a 22-point outing at Oakland, 9Ks in that one. That was a big boy outing there. So Kyle Gibson against the Seattle Mariners team is something I'll look to get to at $8,600. a Mariners team striking out almost 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. So something we can definitely look into. A 290 wOBA and a 134 ISO versus righties, not the strongest of approaches for the Seattle Mariners versus Kyle Gibson at 8,600. A few others here to look at. Lance McCullers coming off a couple of rough ones. This should be off a couple ones, but Arizona just torched him. 3 2/3, 7 hits, 8 earned, only 1K. It was tough to watch. That was after a rough one at Atlanta, but he dealt at home against Seattle. Prior to that, he returns home and gets the Gigantes, a team that's been sneaky. I'll be honest. Like they went and beat Kershaw. They got a few runs off of Bueller. Like they're not lighting the world on fire. I don't think they scored more than 4 runs in a game in Coors, but you got him against McCullers. And if he's off at all, they'll get him. But at $8,200, it's going to be interesting to see the ownership. I tweeted it out about a half hour before the show that I'm curious on Corbin and McCullers' ownerships. Corbin, I'll take the chalk. McCullers, if he's chalky, easy pivot for me. Easy pivot. The Giants, like I said, not world beaters, but we know how messy McCullers is, and he's not going deep into games because he's having issues controlling the strike zone. It's one thing, you know, everyone says it. When you're coming back from TJ surgery, command and control are like the things that are just hardest to get. So I'm with you, John. McCullers is due for a breakout. He really is. That's why I think at $8,200, he's a very, very intriguing play against a Giants team you can pick apart. But if he's chalky, we definitely pivot. We pivot to go up. You go up $400 to Kyle Gibson, or you drop $400 to Dallas Keuchel at $7,800 at the Detroit Tigers. Everyone's going to see what Detroit did against lefties over the weekend. They were phenomenal on Friday and Saturday. They beat the heck out of Dutch Oven. We talked about it. It was a big, big day for them. They slowed down on Sunday. Brawl went 2 innings in a big bullpen game for the Pirates. But they get Keuchel tonight, $7,800. And we talk about it time and time again. Keuchel's more of a cash game guy than a GPP guy because he rarely has the big strikeouts. Last outing against Milwaukee, tremendous. 7 innings, 5 hits, 1 run, 8 Ks. Got him 26 points. Prior to that, though, 2 Ks at Kansas City, 1 K against Minnesota. He still has given up no more than 2 runs per start. He's been outstanding on at least 5-plus innings. He's gotten you basically 12 or more points in every game. He's a very, very good cash game player with a solid floor in play with some GPP upside. That upside comes into play facing the Detroit Tigers team that you know will strike out a good amount of times, more often than not. Now, it is Keuchel, so we're not sure. But, you know, last year, Tigers, 24% K rate versus lefties. Something you can definitely exploit. They're actually this year, 24% K rate versus lefties. So they're striking out a ton, but they have a 437 wOBA and a 337 ISO versus lefties. They've taken them to pound town. Miggy Cabrera's got 4 dongs this year. Crone, Goodrum's swinging it well. There's a lot of scope can run into one from time to time. Jacoby Jones is going to be out most likely, so that will help in that narrative. But there's some bats there. Even Austin Romine's swinging well. Like, these are ugly names. People are probably like turning off the show right now going, what is Bubba talking about? Yeah, it's a crappy roster, but they're getting it done. So Keuchel at 78 is a very strong cash game play, like a Keuchel-Corbin cash game combo starting things out. Don't hate it at all. There is upside there versus that Tigers offense, that's for sure. Another play that will be quite interesting tonight, Dustin May, 7,700 at home against the Dodgers. May coming off just a beast performance at San Diego's last time out, 6 innings, 2 earned, 8 Ks. Again, 8 Ks, 26.5 points. Prior to that, 3 Ks and 4 Ks because he had control issues. Didn't get out of the fourth. He never made it to the fifth inning, those previous two starts. Went 6, only 1 walk, 8 Ks, got only 82 pitches. He's gone 60, 76, 82, so we're hoping 90-ish this go-round. It's still risky when you're worried about a pitch count like that, a team that just saw him. But I'm thinking, and we will get to that, Mindy. That is one that's happening for sure. But when you're looking at Dustin May, good GPP play at 77. I love the San Diego offense at pretty much most nights. Not as in love tonight, but if you were in the Slack chats yesterday, we loaded up on Mad Bum. That was easy. Way too easy. Tonight's a little different, but Dustin May and GPP at 77. Don't hate it. Randy Dobnak at 75 is a very interesting cash game play. Doesn't really have that GPP ceiling a ton, but you know, almost 18 points against Pittsburgh, 20 against Cleveland. He's got some definite ability to go deeper in the game. Only 71 pitches last time out, but 94 prior to that. So it's not a pitch count thing, more of an innings thing. It looks like 6 innings, 5 innings in his last two. Strikeouts haven't been huge. That's the biggest bugaboo with Dobnak. But he's facing a Milwaukee team that's offense might be waking up. Yelich hit an absolute bomb yesterday. But still, a Brewers team is striking out 32% of the time versus righties. 32%. 273 wOBA and a 115 ISO versus right-handed pitching this season. So that's a big, big, like, uh-oh, not great. So Dobnak at 75, he has some cash game appeal in this one. with a little bit of GPP upside. So don't sleep on Dobnak at all. And then Ryan Yarbrough in your GPPs, Boston's lineup's lost, very lost. Xander's been not the only consistent thing they have. JD Martinez is hitting like 200, which I never thought I would see. He is in a world of hurt right now. So you got to take those things out. But you could go with a Yarbrough and a GPP at 72. So in the 7 and 8K range, I got Kyle Gibson, number one, Keuchel, two, McCullers, three. With that GPP upside, he could be one, easy. Dobnak, four, Yarbrough, five. And then your punt of the night, if you just need a punt, which I don't think you're going to need to with that middle tier pricing, but if you do, Logan Webb's 5,500 at Houston. The thing with Webb is he might not go deep. Four innings, three and a two-thirds, five innings. Not going to go super deep, but one run in each appearance, four Ks in each of his last two, nine or more points in his last two. He had almost 20 points his last outing at Colorado, of all places. Houston's a very good offense, don't get me wrong, but it's a spot with Webb who's been pretty filthy in these short durations. You just know Kapler's got the quick hook, so you don't know exactly how far you're going to go, but $5,500, he could be really, really strong in that matchup. And, you know, Springer might be out again. There's a lot of things hurting the Astros these days besides just poor coaching, talking trash from the dugout, and hiding behind a team. That was the most Bush League pathetic thing I've ever seen. But only a 310 WOBA and a 150 ISO versus righty, so they're not even spanking them like they used to. So Webb might be able to get you through, hopefully get you five innings at 5,500, and you're going to have a Yahtzee because no one's going to play Webb against the Astros. No one. Remember we played Sensatella the other night? At least we knew Sensatella is a starter that's going deep. Webb, you know, we don't know. He could get pulled early, but there is serious upside in that matchup. So, yeah, pitching-wise, Corbin, pretty simple. Don't need to listen to a show or read an article or pay for anything for that. Corbin's a great play tonight. But in the middle, Gibson, Keuchel, McCullers. McCullers obviously has the highest ceiling in that range. Just a matter of the floor, which we've seen has been very, very bad lately. And then you got Dobnak and Yarbrough, and then your punch is Webb. So lots of interesting pitching on this night. You can differentiate. There's going to be value to be had with Coors in play. So let's get cracking on those bats and see what we have to look at here. You got catcher's position. And one thing I will mention when I briefly went through these prices, a lot of guys are elevated price-wise. So that makes it interesting. And it might either lower Corbin's ownership or you're going to get some punts, which we'll talk about, that are a little murky. But if you want a pretty balanced lineup, you might just dig into two guys in that mid-tier pitching. But we'll get to those bats right here. Catcher's position, Garver's lost. I can't pay that price for Garver, I'll tell you that much. Grandal's interesting at 47. Fulmer's going to open. Norris backing it up, still not going there. You could go Christian Vasquez versus Yarbrough, but, you know, let's just save money at the catcher's position like usual. That's usually the approach we love to do. Let's stick with it tonight, and we'll go below 4K at least. Will Smith's heating up a little bit for the Dodgers. He's 39, someone you can look at in that price range. Or you can go even deeper down. James McCann, I believe he went deep on Sunday night. Again, Fulmer opening, but then the lefty Norris. We know McCann loves them lefties. $3,600 for James McCann is a definite interesting salary saver in that one, but there's going to be one we love, and we're going to get to him right now with the lefty Manaea. We're going to target Manaea, period, in this one. Like Trout, I don't care what his, I don't even know what his price is. I'm guessing it's like $6,300 or something. Like, that's Mike Trout at his finest. Manaea, his velocity's down. He maybe gets through the order one time, looks okay, and then boom, goes the dynamite. It's just par for the course this year. Max Stassi is raking, especially versus left-handed pitching. He's $3,200, so he's a nice salary saver for Sean Manaea. And then other than that, it's one of those, like, you just kind of wait for lineups. You can go with the cheapy Maldonado at 29 if you want. He's always an interesting one. Austin Romine, like I mentioned, he's 28 versus Keuchel. Definite savings there. Wilson Ramos, if you want to fade Corbin because he's going to be chalky, so you put a little Mets action into place. Ramos is 2,800. So there'll definitely be guys down there. Look for Austin Allen of Oakland. He's got some pop in the minors, showing a little bit this year. Plays once in a while versus right-handed pitching, left-handed bat. Tejeron gets hit pretty well by lefty. So, again, Austin Allen at 26 would be a contrarian value play at the catcher's position. Heading over to first base now, you got Muncy, who has admitted he had a broken finger and he tries playing through it. So be careful there. It's still an interesting matchup, but be careful. Abreu is intriguing at 52. Like I said, the guys are priced up tonight. It's pretty wild. There's guys priced over Coors guys. It's interesting because you'll get the lefty Norris. We know how Abreu hits lefties. But then how long is Norris for the game? So you're just targeting a bad Detroit pitching staff is what you're targeting with the White Sox, because it's tough to just navigate exactly who they're going to be facing. Like, literally, he might never see Norris. That's how crazy it could be. But $5,200 for Abreu, super expensive, but very, very intriguing. But saving some cash, like Matty Olson at 47 versus Tejeron. We've talked about the lefties versus Tejeron. This is a go-get-em situation here against Tehran. Olsen is just straight in fuego these days. So 4,700, I like that one quite a bit if you're going to pay up at the position. If you want to save some cash, like a Yuli Gurriel is just a cash game staple at 43. I mentioned Webb, but then you get that very, very bad Giants bullpen. That's why the Astros are live. Even if you like Webb, the Astros are live just because that Giants bullpen is so bad. So bad. Like, they've kind of penciled it together. Even like Jeff Erickson was talking to me when they blew up in Colorado, and it was just a matter of time. And he's like, you know, they've actually been decent. I said, yeah, they haven't gotten blown up, which I've expected. But they have some games where you're just like, who is this guy for one, and what are we doing here? But Gurriel, solid cash game floor, night in and night out, $4,300. Decent savings there. Todd Frazier swinging a very good stick. He's 4,100. Justin Dunn is starting for Seattle. Good young arm, just hasn't put it together yet. So the Rangers can definitely be something to exploit here. They've struggled 271 ISO, well, 114 ISO versus righties. No sugarcoating that, but lefties 371, righties 282 versus Dunn. Texas kind of got it going over the weekend. Maybe they're starting to deflect that switch. But Frazier at 41 is someone you could look at. Howie Kendrick versus the lefty Mats at 4K. We love Kendrick versus lefties. Mats is he's not a horrible lefty, but he's not a great lefty. So Kendrick at 4K definitely opens things up for you. And then it just comes into value. Like, I like Adrian Hauser. I really do. But if you want to go Minnesota versus him, first base, third base, Marwin Gonzalez has been a decent cash game play. The ceiling hasn't really been there. 0, 13, 17 in his last two, 0, 12. So more of a GPP of late, but prior to that was all cash game, 5 to 8 points over and over again. But he's had that little bit of GPP appeal if you're looking for savings. Dylan Moore, first base outfield against Kyle Gibson at 35. He's got some appeal. If you want to target Dustin May, Eric Hosmer is back. He's 3,300. That's some serious savings. Then a couple other guys I wanted to mention. CJ Cron at 31 versus Dallas Keuchel. If you are targeting Keuchel, Cron, we know that one's solid. If Edwin Rios cracks the lineup, he started over the weekend, another home run. Pretty much each game he has at least two at bats in. I think he's homered like 80% of the time. So Edwin Rios at 27, if he cracks the lineup. Miggy Cabrera, I mentioned the four homers on the year. He's 2,500 versus Keuchel. And then Jake Cronenworth, if he cracks the lineup, first base, second base eligible for San Diego. Looks like they had him playing second base when Hosmer came back versus righties, sat versus lefties. So if he does play tonight, Cronenworth, first base, second base, only $2,300. So if you need some savings there, he's in play as well. So your Padres and Tigers are pretty cheap in this one. Second base position now. Again, you got Altuve at 55 if you want to, but it's a tough pay-up spot. I get it. Ketel Marte at 5K in Coors versus John Gray is outstanding. I know John Gray's been decent at home and all these stories, and you hear all this stuff. It's great. The D-backs' bats have been atrocious. 287 WOBA, 136 ISO versus righties. It's been bad, but they only strike out 19% of the time versus right-handed pitching so far, so that's good. And they're putting the ball in play. What better place to put the ball in play than Coors Field? Spacious outfield. Things can happen. Lefties hitting 335. Righties 296 off John Gray. Ketel Marte at 5K is outstanding tonight. Really, really strong price tag. In the chat here, as we're streaming live on StreamYard, which you can check out every morning on my Twitter, at BDentric, Periscope that, or go to the YouTube page for Rotoballer, Rotoballer YouTube, and watch it there. We got some comments coming in. Daniel Mendelson says, how do you feel about the D-backs as a contrarian stack and GPPs, assuming most will go Rockies? I'm 100% with you, Mindy. I talk about it many times on this show. I prefer the road team more often than the Rockies. The Rockies are great. The Rockies are simple. You can stack the Rockies against Robbie Ray tonight. It's going to be pretty cut and dry. But going a contrarian, or at least maybe going three or four visiting guys and two or three Rockies, if you do a game stack, that'll make you super different. That's one way you can eat the Rockies chalk and still be different. So I'm 100% with you. Like, we were stacking the Giants at certain points last week and it popped off. There's ways to attack Coors Field without just going, hey, give me Trevor Story and Nolan Arenado and Charlie Blackman. Lots of ways to go about it, which tonight you will want Arenado, Blackman, and Story. So that's just the way it goes. But yeah, D-backs in play. Ketel Marte at 5K, very strong part of that. Sliding down, if you want to go contrarian with Rougned Odor, he should not be $4,700, but interesting matchup for Dunn. So he's not a must play, but at that price point, no one's going to own him. Keep an eye on that. Garrett Hampson is $4,300. He played in like four, he started four straight games. Maybe things are changing because he started all those games 7, 18, 6, 12. The points are there. He's playing well. He stole a bag yesterday. Those were three of those were on the road. He got 12 or more points in two of the three road games. So that's a lot to like there as well. But Hampson at 43, that's a cheaper piece of Colorado. Second base outfield eligible to target. Chris Owings at 4K, he'll probably get a start because that's just what the Rockies do. But I'd hope it's Hampson at 43. I'd much rather play that one. So keep an eye on Hampson. Jonathan Scope, 37 versus Keuchel in a GPP, sure, if you need to. Starling Castro at 35. If you are targeting Mats, I talked about Howie Kendrick at 4K. Starling Castro at 35 is a good value at the second base position. Outside of that, it's kind of bleak from guys besides guys we talked about already. Like, you could go like a Kiki Hernandez at 32. He's kind of slowed down, though. Jose Peraza's 3K. He slowed down. Michael Chavis hasn't done anything. He's been rough. The only other really target I've seen down here that I like is Mitch Cronin, where it's 2,300. The other one would be Andres Jimenez of the Mets, second base shortstop. He's 2,400. He's been running like crazy. Only concern is the lefty-lefty matchup. I'm not sure he's going to start against Patrick Corbin. But if he doesn't, 2,400 is a nice savings. That's for sure in that one. All right, third base. Arenado, $6,300 against Robbie Ray, and it's not bad. It's not bad because Robbie Ray is garbage. He's done. Absolutely done. Lefty's 293, righty's 344 off Ray this year. Yeah, the story in Arenado, folks, in Coors. Especially Story and Coors versus lefties, almost like it's like Cruz versus lefties. So you just play that. Arenado at 63, phenomenal. Phenomenal play. But Anthony Rendon at 53 is interesting. They moved him down the order, trying to get his bat going. It's been ice cold. Ice cold bat. Really, really hitting a .103. $5,300 is a steep price tag, but maybe Sean Manaea is that medicine he needs to get things going. So keep him in mind. I do like Arenado at 63. You can save some cash with Matt Chapman at 49. He is heating up as well. 10 or more points in three straight games. 10 or more in four of his last six. Really swinging a hot stick of late, so I don't mind me some Chap at 49. Him and Olsen, 4,900 and 4,700 respectively. Nice little stack there to differentiate tonight because most people won't go to Oakland with some of these other matchups. Those are still a primo spot there. Justin Turner at 46, decent cash game play against Garrett Richards. You could stack against Richards. It's tough with the Dodgers these days. They've been good, but they've been really spreading out who does it. It's not a consistent situation there. Yoan Moncada, if you're going to go GPP, switch hitting. So it doesn't matter who they throw out there, 4,500 has some upside for you. Jeff McNeil at 4K, not bad in cash. Machado went deep twice yesterday. He's 38 versus Dustin Mace. If you think Mace struggles, Machado is nice value. Another just too cheap Diamondback. This is what they might not be contrarian after all, looking at these prices. Eduardo Escobar, is he lighting the world on fire? No, hit a .164. You know where he's playing ball tonight? Coors frickin' Field, and he's $3,700, hitting in the middle of the D-backs order. Sounds good to me. Like, that's a good value in that matchup. So don't forget about Eduardo. Not a must, but he's there. The other guy, Andy Young, who's been playing a lot for Arizona, he's only $3,600, and he's been swinging it well, actually hitting .375 in his actions. He started yesterday, got you 18 points. Started a couple days ago, got you 6, got you 10. When he starts, he's been productive. The other games were just so it's three starts, 6 or more points, 6, 10, and 18, the three starts he's had. He's got some speed, a little bit of power, $3,600 in Coors. Sign me up. Marwin Gonzalez, mentioned him earlier at 36. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, he's actually a decent cash game play at 35 versus Dunn. He's put up 7 or more points in each of his last, like, 4 or 5 of his last 6 games. That's a very good cash game for us. The kind of stuff you're looking for there. He's getting on, he's stealing bags. So Kiner-Falefa is another guy you can take a peek at. Then remember, Edwin Rios is 27 if he somehow cracks that lineup. Does have a little bit of appeal for you. Shortstop, loaded, Story, 61, check. Yep. Fernando Tatis Jr., he might be the hottest hitter on the planet. He's 5,400. Marcus Semien at 5K. Interesting, Semien will be no-owned. I'd rather have Story enter Tatis, but Semien, if you're stacking the A's, no one's going to own him. So keep that one in mind. David Fletcher's up. Remember the old days, folks, when we were on David Fletcher and the twos and low threes, and we just loved every day of it? Well, he's earned it, but he's up to 4,700 now against Manaea. Still a strong play, leading off right in front of Trout and company. But that price tag has taken a rise, folks. Xander Bogaerts, 45, finally getting his price up a little bit. So all these, as usual, great plays at shortstop. Kind of work, just kind of work in whoever you're stacking and piece them together. Otherwise, just if you can pay for Story, pay for Story. Like, I know it sounds simple, but it's a smash spot for Trevor Story tonight. Really, really good look for you there. If you want to save some cash, though, Carlos Correa at 43. He's been playing okay. Nico Goodrum switch hitting at 38 against Keuchel. Has a little appeal to it there. Savings-wise, shortstop's been tough for savings of late because of all the top heaviness. Chris Taylor, if he's in the Dodgers lineup at 33, a little bit. Adrianza of Minnesota, if he cracks lineup at 3K, a little bit. Not in love with any of these. Like, you kind of have to pay up a little bit at shortstop, unless Andrés Giménez at 24 is your guy tonight. All right, to the outfield. What is Mike Trout's price tonight? Oh, he's only 6K. He's not even the most expensive guy. Mookie Betts is 6,100. I'll take Trout over Betts tonight. Yep. I said it. Bold statements here on Quick Hits. Bold. But give me Trout at 6K. Blackman at 58. He is really stroking it. Some people see the lefty-lefty and run away. I think I like him a lot tonight. A lot. Blackman, good chance he finds some ding-dong city. The guy's had double-digit points in 5 of his last 6, in 6 of his last 8, in 7 of his last 10 games. That is consistent. He's hitting 458 on the year. $5,800 for Blackman. Doesn't matter if it's lefty or righty. Good play there. A few others to look at. Yastrzemski's hitting everybody. If you want to be really contrarian against probably a chalky McCullers at 57, that is interesting. I'll be very honest with that. It's very interesting. But Yelich starting to slowly heat up at 53. Maybe enjoy the discount while you can. JD Martinez versus lefty used to be automatic. He is struggling, but keep him in mind. Belly bombs at 49, but Starling Marte and Coors only 47. I think that's still a savings because he can get on and do a lot of damage in that ballpark. So he's intriguing at that price tag. Kepler at 46, still cash game wise, Kepler should be in a lot of your lineups just consistently. He's putting up almost 12 points a game over his last 10. Really has a solid, solid floor leading off for that Twins offense right now. So Kepler at 46 should be a guy that you put in your cash game lineups and make a part of your Twin stacks every night. At least put him in there like in your starters. You can always pivot around, but he should be someone you're considering every single night. Matt Kemp's at the 45 in Colorado. That's getting a little steeper, but is in play. Lou Bob is 45. I like him. He'll go overlooked on this slate, and he's got some big upside there. So Lou Bob at 45, I'm a fan of that as an overlooked piece tonight. Garrett Hampson mentioned him at 43. Nick Solak, another one of these Texas Rangers. Like, Rangers could be your sneaky stack tonight. Solak 16-0-8-6-9. So he's putting up a decent floor, maybe starting to heat up. He's 4,200. That's why this Texas team's tough, because they started out so slow. The numbers are so skewed, but they started getting things clicking over the weekend. And we know that offense is very, very talented, but we have to think there. GJR1. Why do I think Belly goes off? It's more of a kind of what I've talked about before. Is you want to get on these guys who you know have that big boom. Like we saw Yelich hit a bomb, and it just takes one little hit to get these guys going. Bellinger's so talented. The price point you're getting him at, once he gets going, is going to be crazy. So if you want to wait for him to get going, totally fine. But you want to, there's one of those nights, if you know, we talk about guys hitting double dongs, and we want to take chances on certain guys and whatever. If you can get a discounted Belly at a double dong, that is tremendous. So that's kind of the logic there. Is he a must play? No, not at all. But the idea that he's $4,900 when there's a bunch of guys over 5K, he has a very good matchup against Trevor Richards. That is something to keep in mind when looking at Belly. Not a must at all, but you are getting a discount for the talent level that is Cody Bellinger. A few other guys here in the low fours to take a peek at. If you're stacking Chicago, you obviously have Eloy there. Not a must, but if you're stacking, Cole Calhoun's only 4,100 in Coors, and he's actually swinging it well. So Cole Calhoun and Coors at 41. Another guy there. So Arizona, very, very cheap, as we talked about. Below 4K, hey, David Peralta, 3,900 in Coors. So, yeah, get them while the getting's good, because they are darn, darn cheap tonight. Arizona Diamondbacks, folks. J.D. Davis, contrarian versus Corbin at 38. You could. You really could. Kyle Tucker at 37, hopefully leading off versus Webb and then that Giants. That's a good price tag there. Trent Grisham is 36 versus May. Like that as well. Jake Cave's 36. Byron Buxton's 36. And Buxton has had a heck of a weekend. He's got 3 home runs now on the season. So he's a good wraparound piece in that Minnesota stack. Dylan Moore's 35. Conforto's only 35 against lefty. Those are some plays there. Steven Piscotty at 34, if you're stacking the A's, is a good one. Ben Gamel's at a discount at 33 versus Randy Dobnak. Gamel's averaging over 7 points per game over his last 10 games. $3,300 for some salary savings there versus Dobnak. I could get behind that. Yoshi Tsugo, he's only $3,300 versus a horrific Boston pitching staff. Brewer's going to start off, and then you got the bullpen. Tsugo's been a little cold since starting out really, really hot. But $3,300 in this matchup versus Brewer for the power upside that he has, not a bad GPP value play if you want to go that direction. AJ Pollock, Will Myers, both $3,200 for your stacks. Very cheap there. Victor Robles is cold, but he's only 32. The other guy I wanted to mention, there's a bunch of different guys. When lineups come out, you'll see some values here. But one I want to get you wrapping your head around right now before lineups come out, because he should crack the lineup with most likely Ramon Laureano getting suspended. He'll probably appeal it, so you'll get Laureano for a couple games. But Robbie Grossman at $2,400, switch hitting against Tehran. He's got 21 and 22 points his last two games. We've seen him be streaky, have a couple of good games, kind of go cold. He should be starting every day with Laureano out. There's a good chance of that. So he already was playing a lot to begin with. So keep Mr. Grossman in your minds at $2,400. So as we mentioned, there are some bats you can save on. Get your Coors expensive bats and whatnot to go with your pitching and go from there. But let's recap things real quick. Corbin, yes, play him. In the middle, Gibson, Keuchel, McCullers. McCullers might have the highest ceiling, but also options there. Dobnak and Yarborough. And then your punt is Logan Webb, if you so choose. If you're stacking things up tonight, it's pretty cut and dry. You obviously have Coors Field. D-backs are cheap, very cheap. So you can go that route. But if you can go get yourself some Rockies, Robbie Ray, folks, just enjoy it while you can. Just enjoy it. I think you could go Houston versus Webb. I'm going to go elsewhere. I think the White Sox versus the Tigers is a very low-owned stack you could get a part of tonight. Keep them in mind. I think the A's and the Angels game, Oakland with Manaea versus Tehran. I love the Angels versus Manaea, especially the right-handed side of the plate there. And then Oakland, Olsen, Chapman, those two alone. You could add a few more in there. Very, very good looks there. San Diego's always got a little piece of my heart the way they're hitting, but I probably won't go super heavy with May in town. And then you could look at Minnesota versus Hauser, but I like Hauser too. He's a good strong arm. So basically Oakland and the Angels, I like them a lot. You have Coors, who I like a lot. And then it's kind of mix and matching from there with the White Sox and a few others. Kind of watch how weather plays out and how these lineups come out. But the main games I'm attacking, Angels, A's, Coors Field. Those are the two right now. Obviously, there'll be more to go as more like Texas versus Dunn. There's openings there. There's spots you can definitely piece it together. But those two games are the ones I want the most right now. So we'll see how it happens. And as things happen, as lineups come out, more news we get throughout the day, I'll be on Twitter at BDIntrix. So hit me up there with any of your questions. I'll be in the Fantasy Degens free Slack chat. Come join us over there. Just ask for an invite. Or check us out at rotoballer.com. You can get a premium package with 10% off using promo code Bubba. We've got a premium Slack chat over there. Check out the video on Rotoballer YouTube channel. Give it a like, and we'd appreciate that. And listen to it at all your listening platforms, and give a rating and review on iTunes. I would appreciate that. But until next time, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, August 10th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.